Welcome back to the iCast. I'm Robbie Klanick, and you're joining us for another episode of Senior Spotlight, this time with Senior Sean McSween. Sean, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Robbie?
Doing pretty well, you know, hanging in there. Can't complain too much. You know, after choking on something during the intro and then having to redo it.
I was a little concerned. I'm not going to lie.
It's fine.
It sounded pretty bad.
Yeah, you can't really give CPR over Zoom, so it doesn't.
I can encourage you, though.
That's true.
You can. No, I'll just start yelling, like, staying alive. No, that works. Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
CPR, that is the right thing. That's what we're talking about.
That is. Yeah. So, Sean, you've spent 3¾ years at Ignatius.
Oh, don't say that. That's bad. That's too soon.
You, of course, have been involved in some things. What have you been involved in?
Well, I've been involved in things here and there. The two main things are the band, you know, kind of a hot shot there. That sounds bad. I'm the drum major, right? I'm not a hotshot by any means. There are guys who know music 10 times better than I am. I just got lucky and was, you know, allowed to have the position. It's service, it's leadership, you know?
He's putting quotes around it.
Yeah. I keep forgetting. The more we record things, like, the more I'm aware of these weird, like, tics I'll do. Like, I don't know. But band and then the Harlequins with theater. So I've enjoyed doing that a lot. Haven't been able to do a lot of like the fall shows just because, you know, band is a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do enjoy myself a musical every once in a while.
That's good. So how many musicals have you partook? There we go. English is not my strong suit.
I mean, I always say sarcasm is my first language. So
yeah, there you go.
Honestly, I don't know how many I've been in. It's not that many. It's like a handful. Probably, let's see, at Ignatius I've been in 3 at Ignatius. I was one at St. Joe's my freshman year. That was a fun show. And then like, I did shows like every year my grade school shows, but I've never done like anything outside. Nope, that's a lie. I did one. I was Shrek. That was fun.
You were Shrek.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying about that. Oh, that and oil paint is awful if you ever have to wear it for like 3 hours.
I think I did.
Don't recommend it.
Have I seen a picture of that? I feel like I have, but at the same time.
You probably have. I mean, there's just pictures of me from like grade school and stuff just floating around. I don't put them out. Like, I think it's just everyone who went to grade school with me, like Duncan and my friend Carrie and stuff, just kind of like, hey, these are funny. You should look at them. And now they're everywhere.
Love to see it. So would you say band being, you know, drum major and all that has probably been your favorite activity, or has something else really?
No, my favorite activity would probably be Ultimate Frisbee.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a way to just kind of, it's a, you know, doing quotations again, you know, sport. It's eligible for the Olympics. That's just, it's sport enough for me.
Is it actually going to be in the Olympics?
No, I didn't say it was going to be in the Olympics. I said it was eligible to be in the Olympics.
There's okay? a difference.
There's a pretty big difference there. There's like all those things where it's like, usually it's like one word and it's like, so I don't, never mind. Words.
Anyways, Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, Ultimate Frisbee. What about it? Yeah. It's just fun, you know, like it's not, you're not as like tied into it, I guess. The way you are with like a traditional sport at the school, like, you know, obviously you run that's like hours a week that you're putting into that, like every day, you know, Ultimate Frisbee, it meets, you have fun, you play games, you go to tournaments, you know, the best part is just being idiots. Like everyone on the team is an idiot. We're all idiots. But we just have so much fun being idiots that that's the beauty in it. You got to keep coming back to it.
For sure. So is there anything that you wish you got involved in otherwise?
I really wish I'd done the Christmas food drive. I meant like every year I would mean, yeah, you're wearing the shirt, right? One of the
wow,
was that last year's shirt?
Or is that really shirt? Worked out. I think this is this year's shirt. Yeah.
Oh, it's even more of a flex. I feel terrible now. Yeah. No, I'm just busy. So like I do things outside of school service wise and stuff. Like volunteering at the Ugla Animal Shelter and stuff. Like that's a big part of my life. And doing doing the food drive, just a big commitment that I meant to do, but just never got around to doing.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Like I'd always mess up like sign updates or whatever, however it works. I wouldn't know because I didn't do it.
So you say you volunteer at an animal shelter. Do you do anything else outside of school?
Yeah, I like to sail. I have a sunfish. Before my house burned down freshman year, I lived on the lake basically. So, you know, north of the Boulevard in Euclid, it's the place to be. But I would avid sailor and like water boy. I'm basically Aquaman, minus like the chiseled physique and ability to swim.
I feel like those are kind of integral to Aquaman, but
I think I can make it work. You know, I'm the Walmart version. How about that? I'm the Walmart version of Aquaman.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Affordability.
What is it called? The rollback guarantee?
Yeah.
Perfect.
There you go.
So you have one boat? How many boats?
I have a sunfish, which is just a small boat. I think mine's like a 13-footer or something like that. Not very big. I could carry it myself if I really needed to. And then I have two kayaks, and that's it.
Did you ever think of joining the sailing team?
I did. I was going to. JP Wynn talked to me about it a lot, like freshman. When did it start? I think it came around like freshman or sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, this is great. I'm totally going to like get super great at like sunfish sailing. And I'm going to join, because there's a lot of sunfish regattas that happen Lake Erie actually a lot. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to like learn how to sail boats like well, and I'm going to do this. And then I just, again, one, it was like $400 or something to be on the team. And I was like, I'm not paying that to. No.
Yeah. So you've been around campus. You know the various parts: Breen Center, mm-hmm. Main Building, Loyola Hall.
Atrium. I hope so at this point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think there's an issue with my schooling.
I think it was my freshman year. There was a kid who didn't know where his locker was, and he was a senior. Mm. And he's like, "I can't find this location." It was amazing.
To be fair, I had no clue where my locker was this year. That's not, but you know, it's different because I just never bothered to like find it or to look it up.
No, he tried to. Like, he tried to find it. His.
Oh, that's a little disappointing.
Just couldn't. Anyways, he will go unnamed. But of course, you've seen many parts of campus, as I've said. What has been your favorite place on campus?
Either as cliche as it sounds, for you know, a kid in band and. Who does the musicals, the Breen Center or Campus Ministry, probably. Both are just really great places for community, I think. And that's something I tend to enjoy a little bit, just hanging out with people.
Do you have any favorite memories from either of those locations?
It's one of those things where, like, which one do you pick that to really represent this thing? Because there's so many I could talk about. Just so many, like, especially, like, with being able to be drum major this year and last year, like, getting to, like, hang out with like Mr. Hamlin, just be an idiot. I do that a lot, if you hadn't noticed, just act like an idiot. But yeah, I'd say like one of my favorite memories is just like any time in campus ministry, I'd come in and read all the Laffy Taffy jokes out of Mrs. Petter's candy bowl. Like, and she'd just roll her eyes. Like that's always a good time. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with laughing at jokes made by 5 and 6 year olds.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I feel like that's the Walmart brand of jokes right there. Really on theme right now.
I dug myself a hole, didn't I?
You're not living that down. yeah, the 5-year reunion, you're just going to...
I'm going to come in, you're going to like bring me like a Walmart like worker apron thing.
Oh, yeah,
like for sure. The greeters, what they wear, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The yellow vests, I think.
So, again, you've been all around Ignatius. You've also met a lot of people at Ignatius. Who has been your like favorite teacher or like most influential teacher you've had?
My most influential teacher for me. But can I do an influential and a favorite?
Yeah, no, you can do as many as you want.
Okay, like, sweet.
There are no rules.
Most influential person at Ignatius for me is either. No, it's not either. It's Mr. Hoover, for sure. He has had one of the greatest impacts. Well, no, him and Mr. Hamlin. Have had two of the greatest impacts on me during my time at school. Obviously, Mr. Hamlin, because band, you know, when you join, I think people just kind of overlook band and just look at it like, oh, that's all the weird kids or whatever. Weird, all right, weird isn't a bad thing. Weird is just unique, right? Yeah, that's a better word, unique. Everyone in band is unique. But the great thing about it is that it's a community. And that, like, no matter what you do with the school, like, I mean, you could honestly hate marching band, you could hate, like, music and, like, half the kids in the band, but it's still, like, a fun place to be. And like, huge portion of that is just because Mr. Hamlin is Mr. Hamlin. The guy is just fantastic. He can, you know, obviously everyone gets on people's nerves every once in a while. And he can be a little annoying at times. But no, he's really helped me develop my love for music and stuff and just help explore, like, that passion of mine in a way that, like, I wouldn't have been able to do beforehand, or without him, rather. And then for Mr. Hoover, I guess just all around, he's been, like, a really big role model for me. I think I would have loved to have done, if I had more time to do, like, speech and debate like you do and stuff, just to spend more time with him. Like, I would have done so many more things just to spend time with Hoover because he's just that great of a guy.
You can
attest to that.
Yeah, no. Man. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, those are most influential on me. Yeah, screw favorites. I don't like picking favorites. Like, there's so many great teachers at Ignatius. I think it's a crime to pick a favorite teacher necessarily.
Wow, like, you heard it here first.
I can't do it personally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like this is a loaded question because by saying favorites, you know, you're kind of alienating some teachers, but you answered it great, just like a politician.
Thank you.
So along the lines of favorite teacher, do you have any favorite maybe staff members, so non-teachers at Ignatius?
That I never actually ever learned her name, and I feel terrible about it. But like, our interactions just never, like, never used our names to each other. It was one of the lunch ladies. I can't remember her name. She's always on, like, the action station and stuff. Action is the one where, like, they do burritos, right? I never actually ever figured that out. Like, which is action and which is the other.
I think it's mainline and action, right?
Is action the one in the back? Is that the
action's
one that, like,
in
changes?
The back, yeah.
Oh, so then mainline. Mainline, then.
Yeah,
because mainline would be, like, where they put the OCB sometimes. Or, like, when they have, like, yeah, mainline, where they have, like, chicken patties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So she would be there a lot. She's just
name?
So nice. Just, like, literally, like, she's just an unsung hero. All of the lunch women are unsung heroes, I think. All the staff are unsung heroes, but for me especially, the lunch women. Because they're all just super nice, and I think that there are some guys, I think it's kind of like a nature of being, like, at Ignatius, there are some people who are just going to be a little entitled. I don't think they get the credit that they put up a lot with a lot of stuff. And I think that's amazing that they, like, keep doing it and they always have a smile on their face. Like, it makes my day better.
So again, along the lines of favorites, do you have a favorite memory from your time at Ignatius?
Freshman year, Fuji's class, he talked to us about the Cicerable offenses. Such a great moment.
Man,
like, it just a mixture of, like, you know, he's not serious, but, like, at the same time he could be serious and you don't really know.
Oh my gosh.
Especially because you're a freshman, so, like, you have no clue, like, what's allowed, what's not allowed, or, like, how things are.
Who did you have for history freshman year?
Mr. Howard.
Okay, so I remember first day of Howard's class. He was, like, super, like, not mean, but, like, intimidating. And he was, he was acting all like that. And then he was just joking around the entire time.
Yeah.
Luckily my brother told me that, but, like, oh my gosh, I was like, I'm scared of this guy. Of course, senior year is, like, online for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Which kind of stinks and all that. But, how has that been going for you?
It's been all right. I'm not a huge fan. But, like, I can get by, I guess. Definitely missing out, like, I'm sure on a ton of the information I could be getting. Just because, like, there's random things, like, interactions you'll have in a class and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give, like, lead to more discussion about a topic and let you, like, learn a little bit more about it. But I've been all right. I'm pretty, like, self-motivated, I guess. So I've been pretty good about, like, getting up. I get up at, like, 7 o'clock every day. I don't know how I do it. The first like, was it 2 weeks we had before break where we went actually went through stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I got up at 6 every day. Wow. That was terrible. I'm not well, because I would get up at 6 and I've been trying to, like, you know, be active and stuff and not like be sitting around the house. I would get up at 6 and I'd work out, and then I would just be kind of like a zombie for the rest of the day. Although, not that it matters, because I wasn't doing anything, but, you know, it's not a pleasant feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But in that same vein, like, I, self-motivated or whatever, yada, 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 I'm just flexing.
That's the point of this, is to flex. No,
to flex the whole way.
Yeah. No. So, sounds like you've had a little bit of extra time. Have you picked up any new hobbies?
Not new hobbies. I've just expanded on the ones that I already have. I like to cook a lot. I think food is a really cool thing. keeps us alive.
Yeah.
Thunk. But like, cooking in like a way, it sounds so nerdy. But like, it's an art in a way. Like, I like the art side of food a lot. It's like my family, like, I'll cook. I've been having a lot of fun, like, having like dinner parties almost.
Oh, like, really?
Before quarantine. And then I had one, what was it, March 10th? Was that the day? Like the Sunday before like it all took effect?
Was that the day that it was supposed to be? Because didn't you have one in place of the spring formal?
Yeah, it was that. It was all like this, that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the weekend before we went into quarantine. But like I had, so yeah, I had that then. I had a few like before that. But I just like making something that tastes good and looks good at the same time. So like I'll be making dinner. For the one I did, for the dinner party I had before quarantine started, I'd made like a steak dinner for all my friends, which was, you know, first of all, don't make a steak dinner for all your friends. I speak from experience. That's expensive.
Yeah. Is your college fund depleted? Like
what college fund? I spent it all on knives. Yeah. all kitchen knives, you know, dude, knives are expensive. That's the other thing. Like, in that, it's a lot, like, I've been doing, because I've been diving into cooking more. So, like, my family, I gotta slow down, man. I get, whenever I talk, I get on so many tangents. It's a problem. My girlfriend gets mad at me, because she's like, you have something to talk about. Get to the point. I digress. Cooking is what I was talking about, right?
Yes, yeah, so you're talking about how you've started cooking and or experimenting on cooking during quarantine.
Yeah. My family is doing like a we've regimented it, I guess, like where every day someone else cooks, because usually it'd be my mom would cook most nights because she has the ability to, like, you know, I'm coming, me and my brother come home like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, not making dinner for everyone, but
be very late dinner.
Well, but now everyone's home, so we're all taking time to, you know, kind of lighten the load and help out and stuff. So, like, I like to cook a lot. So, like, I've been going into a lot of different, like, recipes and things that I can try to do. Best thing I've made so far, my mom found this recipe for this, like, tofu General Tso's chicken.
Mm.
Really good. Like, it's super easy to make and stuff, but, like,
so wait, it's not chicken, fantastic. It's tofu?
Yeah, you use tofu for it. It's good. I'll send you the recipe.
Yeah, I'd like that. I've never been a fan of tofu. Never.
Me not really either. That words. Me not really either. That's staying in, right? Today I've been off so much today. It just words have not been working. But tofu. Yeah, not a fan of it. Really, not that, like, I don't like it, I just haven't been exposed to it a ton, so mm-hmm. I haven't eaten a lot. Like, it's, if I go out, I'm not choosing to get tofu somewhere or something. I'm gonna get, like, you know, something that sounds appetizing,
an actual food.
Yeah, and not soy paste. I think it made some soy, I don't know. But the General Tso was really good, because you had, like, this classic General Tso's sauce where it was, like, ridiculously sweet and stuff.
Ooh.
But then it wasn't as bad for you because it was, you know, tofu, but it was good. My family, you know, and getting to, like, the art side of cooking, you know, like, presentation and stuff, my family is making fun of me because I, you know, camera's got to eat first. So
phone eats first.
Yeah. I would take, like, with that meal, especially, I took, like, a bowl and I was, like, forming the rice and stuff. So I had we have these bigger bowls, and I would take the smaller bowl, fill that with rice, and put it like upside down in there. So you have like this little like bowl shaped area of rice in there. And I roasted asparagus and stuff with it. So I put the asparagus around like the edges, and then the tofu itself, put in a little pile on top of the rice. And it looked good. Like it looked fantastic. Although granted, you put like my mom got a new hood over our stove, and the light on that thing, you put anything under there, it just looks like $1 million. Like you can just put like a bowl of cereal and you're like, whoa, Gordon Ramsay make that? Like, that's crazy. But no, yeah.
Nice. So
cooking. I had to email Mr. Hamlin about this. I think I told you about this. I almost cut off a portion of my finger last week or so. Yeah.
You did not tell me about this.
I didn't tell you this. I thought I told you about this. Oh, I'm sorry. So I was part of like, you know, cooking so much is like I've been going over like knife skills, because there's an art to like using a knife properly and stuff. You know, you got to do this whole like the pinch thing, and you want to glide. We're having a little cutting net lesson here. No, don't make a fist. You want to keep your fingers open, okay?
No one can see this.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, okay.
You use your fingertips on the food, and they press down, but then you roll like forward almost. So you have like this claw on the food, and it leaves your fingertips go underneath your hand, but you leave like this first knuckle of your fingers out, and the knife actually glides along that knuckle. So when you're cutting, your knife is just right up against right here. Like,
is this
on the
for
finger,
like vegetables or
down.
What is this
just
for?
In general?
In general,
like okay. If you're generally speaking, it'll be for vegetables. If you're cutting like a lot of things, a lot of the stuff you're cutting a lot, you have to dice and stuff for vegetables, right? Obviously, if you're cutting meat or something, it's a little different.
So but, you kind of like cup your hand a bit.
And yeah, then... you cup your hand. It's like a almost like you're catching a ball, okay. I'd say. But then you move your fingers in
a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. You know. Extra long explanation for no point aside. I was like really tired because I had done dinner the day before, but my mom had cut her hand like doing a turkey or something. And so she's like, hey, can you chop these carrots for me? Like, I don't want to do it. And I was like, okay, it'll take 5 seconds. And I had to mention the knife skills because I've gotten really good at it. Like I can chop the carrots real fast, very evenly and stuff like, restaurant levels quickness here. Like I've leveled up, and I didn't do that when I was cutting the carrots this time. And I was just kind of doing it like an idiot. And my hand was at the one end of the carrot. So I thought I was fine. You know, my hand's at one end of the carrot. I'm cutting at the other end of the carrot. I'm like, I'm not going to cut myself.
There's like a solid like 6 inches between it or like what?
Yeah, like exactly like 6 inches between the knife and my finger. And I think to myself, I should probably be practicing proper cutting technique here. And as I did that, I don't know if it was like a subliminal, like my brain was like, oh, screw you. Now we're going to do that, because I thought about it. And then my body moved, I guess. And so I didn't realize I'd moved my hand or my finger or something. And so I went down to cut. And then I was like, oh, that's my pointer finger under the blade now. yeah.
Okay.
It's not, it didn't cut off. I didn't go all the way through. I'm at halfway through.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
my fingertip.
We're good. We're good. You can stop it now. This is
stop
a
right
PG
there.
Podcast.
That's still PG.
Yeah, sure. So it doesn't look like cooking will be a future goal for you.
No, that's been, I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay. So of course, Ignatius is in your final step. What are your plans for the future? Do you have a plan for college or anything?
Yeah, so right now, the current idea I have, obviously it's an idea, it's not like a plan or anything, because I think that, you know, things change. Like, I'm not going to tie myself down to one thing and like expect it to go perfectly, because I think that's just setting myself up for failure. But the general plan I have right now, I want to go into nursing. My plan right now, I'm going to go to Akron in the fall. I'm going to hopefully graduate with a BSN from there. My end goal is to be a nurse anesthesiologist. So
wow.
Be getting a practitioner and stuff. But that requires, I got to get a BSN, and then the program at Akron, especially, you have to work for 2 years. You have to do like a 2-year residency or so.
That's nice.
And then I do that, but I'm right now, like, the debate in my head is that I kind of want to. This makes it sound so trivial. But I'm toying with the idea of going into the Peace Corps for a little bit. So I don't know if I would go to school for 4 years, get my BSN, and then do Peace Corps for like 4 years or something. Or if I would go work for a little bit, get like the anesthesiology, and then go, or not at all. Like, it's all in the air, but I think it's something I might want to do.
For sure.
It's on the table, at least.
Yeah. Well, looks like you got some good options there. Can't really complain with those things.
Yeah. And if nothing else, I'll become a chef.
There you go. Yeah. Well, hopefully one that just be safe with your knives.
Maybe.
Or you could be a sailor. What am I talking about?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to work out well.
A kayak person? I don't know.
Adventurer.
An adventurer. There you go. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So it's kind of hard now, but of course you're leaving Ignatius, as I've said. What is one thing you've hoped to have left behind, you know, being at school kind of during this time as well, maybe too, I don't know, but yeah, what have you hoped to have left behind?
I sincerely hope that I've inspired at least one or two kids in the band, or freshmen, or incoming freshmen, or anything with what I've done. I have by no means been like the showiest drum major or the best drum major we've ever had. there's definitely things I wish I had done better there, but I love music, and I sincerely hope that my love for music and my love for like that community that is like band and stuff has helped, you know, open a door for some kids somewhere, you know, that they come to Ignatius and they say, hey, that's something I can do, and that they enjoy doing it. That's all I care about. You know, I think we're all, like, as seniors, it's just our job to make sure that the underclassmen or incoming, like, freshmen and stuff know that there are options and things to do. So, yeah.
Sure, that's really good. Along those same lines, do you have any advice for kids who may be struggling to transition to Ignatius or are struggling at Ignatius?
I feel like we ask this question a lot, like, at Ignatius in particular. And it's so hard to, like, because if someone's struggling with something, you know, I mean, you don't know what's going on with that. But, I said that, like, I feel like we need to ask this a lot, because I'm just going to give basically the answer everyone gives is, you know, get involved. Like, I don't know what else to do other than get involved. I mean, part of the reason I'm so, like, invested in the band and stuff is because it helps kids get involved. You know, it's a community. I think that's the great thing about Ignatius that I think hopefully you see too and agree with, is just community.
Yeah.
Like everyone does their own thing, but we all do it like together.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been lovely talking to you. You can check out Sean on Music Monday podcast as well, where he gives his music take weekly. Yeah. So thank you so much. Have a great day. Stay safe. Go Cats.
You too. Thanks for having me.